I'm George.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Jack.
So today we'll be talking about the 50th Bond anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Skyfall being released on the 23rd of November, I do believe.
Quite looking forward to
it. It'll be a good day.
Yeah. Right, so let's talk about this new Bond film then.
Okay,
Skyfall.
Well, I would just like to point out on the whole Bond anniversary thing that they've released a fragrance as well.
Yeah, yeah. They have indeed. Chemist sells it.
I quite fancy it, to be honest.
It does look like a worthy investment.
Yeah, I mean, they released some sort of figures about the average amount of women that a Bond has pulled is about 20.
Oh, right, okay.
So, you know, I think it's quite a good fragrance because, you know, how many Bond films have there been?
Probably 23.
23, so, you know, about 400 women, possibly.
400 women.
Yeah.
That's I like the mods.
That's a lot of women.
So, yeah, so Skyfall, the fragrance is available from all good chemists.
Yeah.
And Debenhams. I work in Debenhams, so I've got to plug that.
Bond film we watched.
I think mine would be GoldenEye.
I think mine would also be GoldenEye.
I think mine was Live and Let Die, that which was really bad.
I quite enjoyed it.
It's
especially the song, my Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Favorite Bond girl. Ooh, that is.
Well, Ursula Andress is the classic.
She is.
I don't know who that is, to be honest.
She was a
white bikini, come out with a shell, Doctor No.
Oh.
I've not seen Doctor No.
So George.
My favorite Bond girl. Probably Gemma Arterton.
Gemma Arterton, who had a brief role in Quantum of Solace as Strawberry Fields.
There Forever, her. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, or not really.
Well, no, not in her case. No, he'd be filled with oil. Oh, did I spoil it for somebody? No.
Spoiler alert.
Sugar. Sorry.
It's not a good film anyway, so.
Yeah, it's alright. So you didn't miss out. Sorry.
I would probably say Eva Green.
She's a winner.
Casino Royale.
She's a winner.
Well, she's alright.
She's alright. Sorry.
She's like the Bond girl that you'd settle for if you couldn't get anything.
What do you make of this new, like, rebooted series so far?
Apparently it's more like Ian Fleming and Tender Bond to be in the first.
Yes.
I mean,
really?
The first thing you see of Daniel Craig, really, is him, you know, murdering a guy in a toilet, black and white, quite gritty. He's drowning him.
I wouldn't want to be the janitor, to be honest. Just want to put that out there.
You wouldn't really see Brosnan, you know,
no.
Fighting hand-to-hand like that.
He'd
be, you know, using his laser watch to call down a nuclear missile.
You could say it's part influenced by the Bourne franchise, which kind of revolutionised, changed thrillers, editing, filming, car chases. But Bond is definitely more like how Ian Fleming envisaged.
Yes.
Yeah. Go on, I'm going to ask the million-dollar question. Who is the best Bond?
Roger Moore, joke. I would say Daniel Craig.
George Lazenby.
Lazenby, I think.
I'm not Australian.
No, toss up between Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig. Yeah, I guess that concludes our
discussion.
So it's goodbye from me, George.
And me, George.
And me,